Chapter 1.
Ty, a few days earlier. Everybody liked to think that freedom was universal, that everybody in the world shared the same definition of what freedom meant. If they saw freedom one way, then another person surely had to agree with them. But the fact of the matter was, that kind of thinking was narrow-minded and complete bullshit. Freedom presented itself differently depending on who you talked to. An overworked housewife could think freedom meant leaving her house whenever she wanted, no husband or kid attached to her hip. A kid might think freedom was eating candy for breakfast and ice cream for dinner. For a man faking his own death, freedom meant being able to do what he needed to survive, without emotional attachments clouding his judgment. He could also choose to come out of hiding, but still keep to himself in case trouble found him again. Yeah, the meaning of freedom was flexible. Regardless, almost everybody deserved it to a degree. I thoroughly enjoyed mine, and was in no rush to hand it over anytime soon. I'd seen the alternative, and it hadn't ended well. I stood on the back porch, enjoying the fresh spring morning. It was getting closer to summer, the chill from winter finally subsiding. My phone buzzed in my hand, and I glanced down to see a text from my half-sister, but we'd never used the half part. She was just my little sister. Well, Sophia was in her 30s, so she wasn't that little anymore, but she would always be to me. It felt good to be able to talk to her. After years of living off the grid, the first thing I did when I rejoined the world was reach out. She hadn't been happy with me, and I couldn't blame her. Learning her brother faked his death would make anybody a little pissed off. But I had been invited to her wedding, so I guessed all was forgiven. Did I mind she'd married my old buddy Joe? At first I did. But I wasn't around, so I didn't have much say on the matter. She could have done worse, though. Married a stuck-up dentist or something. So yeah, Joe was fine by me. I answered her back, letting her know I was fine. Once that was done, I dropped my phone on the small table by my chair, picked up my coffee mug, and got to my feet. As I stared out at the expanse of the city I called home, I couldn't help but think about my time in hiding. One of the places I visited often was Narragansett Bay. Yep, I still liked going there, despite everything that had happened. It was beautiful in the early morning. Being close to the coastline had given me an unobstructed view that rich, snobby types would kill for. In the mornings, I would lean on the porch railing, staring above the treetops to watch the fog roll across the water in the distance. It gave that area an eerie, fantastical feel. When there were no boats out to disturb the scene, I soaked in the peace and quiet, with only the birds for company. There was no quiet when you lived in New York, but Spring Valley, New Jersey had its own beauty. Anything and everything you could possibly need was right at your fingertips. Narragansett didn't have nearly as much going for it. If I ever missed the quiet, though, I would visit my old hideout, a small little cottage tucked in the woods that I couldn't bear to part with. I hadn't been back in some time. I was just thinking about planning a return trip when I heard a door slam. I glanced to my right to see Monica leaving her home. She was the only neighbor I ever really saw, our houses closer than either of us would have liked. We lived on a country road, not too far from the cookie-cutter suburban life, but far enough away that we didn't have nosy-ass neighbors in our business. Her chestnut-brown hair was cut short, hanging just above her shoulders in soft waves. She had her phone tucked between her ear and shoulder, talking rapidly to the person on the other line. She seemed like she was on a mission, like always. Her high heels click-clacked across the pavement as she marched to her car with sure steps, keys dangling from her free hand. She wore a tight shirt and a skirt that flared at the bottom and swayed when she walked.
"Diego, I'll get there when I get there,"
I heard her say when she got closer.
"If the guest is really upset, you're..."